Hello, my name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton's This Day in History. On June 17, 1940, with Paris fallen and the German conquest of France reaching its conclusion, Marshal Henri Pétain replaces Paul Reynaud as Prime Minister and announces his intention to sign an armistice with the Nazis.
Aha! I am the new Prime Minister!
And I am the old Prime Minister!
I now must burn all the belongings of the Ancien Régime so I can come in as a fresh start for France. I take my lighter and burn the papers on my predecessor.
Oh, no, you don't. I burn them all. You cannot have my things, you filthy bastard.
No, I burn his things before he burns them himself.
I burn them first. I called it.
What are you doing? Man, no wonder you were so easy to conquer. Nobody here knows anything about fire safety.
Who's that this man in?
I don't know. Who do you work for? You are a spy. We burn you down.
Ha! Serves you right. Nazis are fireproof.
Ah, fire! I'm being bound.
Bad for him. Good for me. Looks like I'm still Prime Minister.
Yes, good one.
High five!
Ah!
Fortunately, Paul Reynaud did change his name to Henri Pétain, just so I wouldn't be contradicted, when he did sign the armistice. Sadly, Paris burned to the ground because he didn't practice fire safety as well as he practiced name changing. When you sign over your life to the Nazis, or in your daily life, make sure that you practice fire safety. It could mean the difference between life and signing with the Nazis. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.